my gold medal. I bowled with Tabitha, who happens to be my girlfriend now.
Well, that's exciting, Dalton.
So, me and her bowled, I bowled really well, and she bowled really well too, so we beat our competition by over 150 pins.
Welcome to the Special Olympics Wisconsin podcast, Athlete Voice. We are thrilled to be back from USA Games and so excited to share some fantastic stories from this really exciting adventure. And Ed, I know we've got some really special guests and one of your teammates from Team Nina on today, right?
Yes, his name is Dalton Schultz. He's a friend, and I also look up to him, and he's also a great bowler.
He is a great bowler, and we know
and
this
golfer
because of...
And whatever other sports he does. He does multiple sports like I do, so.
That's right.
And you don't want to face him in the 50-meter, so.
And Dalton, do you want to introduce the special guest you have with you?
This is my mom, Chris.
Hi, Chris. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So, Dalton and Chris, such a big adventure that your family has been on the last many months of preparation for USA Games and then eventually heading to USA Games in Minneapolis this past June. Dalton, tell us, what was it like to find out you were selected to be a part of the Wisconsin delegation, and what was that like?
It was exciting. I knew basically from the start that I was probably going to get selected because I had the highest average out of everybody. And I'm the number one bowler in the state of Wisconsin.
Dalton, have you ever bowled a 300 game?
Yes, I got five of them.
So what you bowl a lot. I know you bowl at the state and regional level all the time, Dalton. What did you do to get ready for USA Games?
Just been bowling, basically my entire life, ever since I was five. Having my mom and my dad be there with me bowling in leagues. I think I'm going into my eighth year of adult league now. Bowled all 4 years of high school and then bowled in youth league at Super Bowl and now at Rolling Thunder. And my bowling coach that's known me since I was five. So she's been helping me and bowling with me.
Getting ready for USA Games is a little different because you're bowling with people from maybe not your normal teams or all over the state. You've got different coaches. What's that like?
It feels weird not bowling against competition. Like, that is my average, but I'm perfectly okay with it.
And when you got to Minnesota, I mean, everything is so big at USA Games, you know, from the opening ceremonies and just the way that, you know, you were across the entire Twin Cities campus and all over the Twin Cities region. So what did that feel like to be a part of opening ceremonies and just seeing USA Games for the first time?
Nerve-wracking. Thankfully, my mom was able to come.
Now, there was a photo of you on social media with, I think it was a competitor, because I followed your social media quite a bit, but was a competitor from another state that you became friends with. Can you talk about the friendships that you built at USA Games and people you met?
So the three people that I bowled against during singles, we all keep in contact with each other, even though we're all from, actually four of us that talk can keep in touch.
And did you trade pins with, because you know, I know other states, they trade pins back and forth, or, you know.
Yeah, I traded a lot of my pins. Got most of the states. I got Alaska and I got Hawaii and all that different stuff.
And Chris, what was the experience like for you? I mean, you can maybe Talk about Dalton's journey, and I mean, as a parent, to kind of go through this whole Special Olympics journey and then get to this USA Games level. I mean, how are you and your family feeling about all this?
Oh, extremely, extremely proud. He worked hard for this. It was a lot of pressure the whole year prior. The practices themselves were fun, but he put a lot of pressure on himself yep. about doing that was hard for him sometimes to get through a day just thinking about what was up and coming. But when we finally got there, he handled it wonderfully well. He made some good friends. His competition became his friends. They're in contact, you know, regularly now. And yeah, he was giving high fives, hugs, kisses, and crying with the other team members from the other states, which was wonderful to see.
Yeah, that camaraderie is unmatched. It's really incredible. And Chris, you know, we have a lot of perspective, you know, parents that maybe they don't have their kids involved in the movement yet, or maybe they have an adult that they're looking for some more athletic opportunities or social interaction. So for other guardians and parents out there that are kind of wondering, is this something I should have my person involved with, what would you say to them?
You know, I was hesitant at first. I couldn't exactly explain why, but as soon as the coaches took him in and started working with him, the number of people that he met, the number of activities that he joined, his days became full. He's a happier person, a better person, because of Special Olympics competitions, where the coaches are trained to have the patience with Special Olympians. And he's really grown quite a bit through the programs. It was the best thing we ever did.
And Dalton, you have you've got a great job and you've got lots of friends. And I think, you know, the employment aspect is something that we've talked about too on this podcast of, you know, talking to potential employers in Wisconsin to give some of our athletes a shot. And I think part of it is, you know, like, and Chris, maybe you can speak to this, that some of those skills that are developed through competition and athletics are really transferable to employment.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, when you're competing, you're getting corrected. You're getting told regularly what you're doing wrong. You're getting told how to do it correctly. You're getting repeatedly told you didn't listen. I asked you to do this. And when you're in a softball diamond or on a track or on a bowling alley, you can kind of take that in. When all of a sudden it becomes an employer, it becomes more difficult. But now you've practiced it through Special Olympics, so that's all good. It's really helped him in all areas of his life. It's really helped him.
And when Dalton was probably growing up, I know my mom didn't know what kind of future, what kind of possibilities were out there for a person with a disability. Just take me back a little bit. Like, did you ever have any thoughts about his future? Like, growing up, how it would be, you know? Because sometimes kids get bullied or picked on with a disability and vice versa, and certain things happen. And just talk about the journey a little bit.
That's a really big question, Ed. But yes, for both my boys, I've always kind of worried about the future, planned for the future, or saw possibilities for the future. Dalton was special in his own way, and he's really become a successful gentleman, you know, working, holding a job, having friends, participating in sports, both in and out of the Special Olympic program. And everything has worked out. And I think anytime you're a parent, you wonder what will work out, but everything has worked out.
And Dalton, what's next? I mean, I know you compete in a bunch of other different sports, but after hitting such a massive goal with USA Games, what's your next goal with your sports?
Well, I started volleyball today. So volleyball and I got softball. So I got softball practice for the next couple of weeks till state, and then volleyball And then ultimately, it's just focusing on getting to the next USA Games the next 4 years. Although I wanted to take the year off of bowling because I don't really know like how much competition I'll get this year if I do decide to bowl. So I was thinking about taking the year off, but probably not.
And actually, speaking of that competition, Dalton, show us your medals. I mean, what tell everybody what you achieved at USA Games.
So I got bronze, and this is my bronze medal. Bronze was singles, and then silver was team. My gold medal, I bowled with Tabitha, who happens to be my girlfriend now.
Well, that's exciting, Dalton.
So me and her bowled, I bowled really well, and she bowled really well too. So we beat our competition by over 150 pins. So it wasn't
even. You guys are a good team. That's awesome.
It wasn't even really fair to say. But yeah, I give all the guys that I bowled with for singles all the credit. I mean, they were all nice guys. And I'm really looking forward to 2030, the USA Games, and hopefully going to bring a gold medal for singles. Not third. I'm still mad at myself for it, but I didn't bowl the greatest. But then I bowled out of my goal for team and doubles. So
a bronze single medal is nothing to joke about, Dalton. It's a huge achievement. And I know the entire state of Wisconsin, man, we were cheering for you. It was so exciting.
Especially when you had good competition, Dalton.
The Jordan from Illinois, the one kid who I was actually bowling against, he throws the ball really well. And so it was a good competition. I mean, I think if I would have thrown the ball better, I was really hard on myself after singles because I knew I should have done a lot better. It probably would have came down to a couple pins between me and him and Michael from New Jersey, who happened to beat me by 5 pins.
Oh, wow. That's so close. I would have been so nervous.
Yeah, I was actually beating Michael coming in the third game, and then Michael came back and actually took me by 5 pins. And then when I got, because I didn't strike in the 10th frame, and I kind of knew from the start that I needed to strike out to get a chance at first. I kind of was thinking just strike and see if I can get it. But I mean, third place at Nationals is a big accomplishment.
It really is. And
you don't get that kind of competition at Wisconsin's because you're just kind of in your own division. And sometimes when you're own division, it can be a good and bad thing because you're competing against yourself, so it's completely different.
Well, last year, I competed against one of Coach Jim's bowlers that actually had a 200 average. So I actually had good competition. It was not near what I was thinking at the USA Games. It was fun. I made a lot of good friends, ate a lot of food.
Yeah, I heard the cafeteria at the University of Minnesota campus really loved the Wisconsin night. So it was they were so sweet. They even brought in special cheese curds, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
So cool. Just one final thought as we wrap up our chat today. If you were to tell anybody out in our communities here in Wisconsin to get involved in Special Olympics, whether it's come and be a coach or a volunteer, or maybe make a donation, or just, you know, maybe there's a future athlete thinking about joining us, What would you say to someone to ask them to get involved in Special Olympics?
If it was an athlete, I would just tell them just to try it out, see how they like it. Just try the sport, and if you don't like it, well, give it a year or two and come back and do it again. For like the parents, I would say just come watch the competition, because you never know when it's going to be super exciting.
Well, Ed and I tell people all the time on this podcast, like, even if people are just thinking about volunteering, just come to one of our sporting events just once, and your life is going to be changed forever, right?
I completely agree. Yeah.
Yep.
Come to a basketball tournament.
The basketball tournaments are a blast. I mean, just, or if you're kind of down, if you're having kind of a rough week and you just need a little more joy, or have your faith in humanity be restored, just come and hang out with us, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly right, Addie. Every time I've volunteered, you come out of there smiling and, a better person for it.
100%.
Thank you, Dalton, and thank you, Chris.
No problem, buddy.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. And for those who are listening to the podcast, especially if this is your first time tuning in, if you would like more information on Special Olympics Wisconsin and how you can support these amazing athletes, please visit us at www.specialolympicswisconsin.org. Thank you so much.